crumble in the face of Daisy's logic of equivalence. All I can say is that felt new. When Peter Rabbit came home without his jacket, because he had been exactly where his mother told him not to go, father's been eaten, her authority is unquestioned, and if it was defied, it is, by the end of the book, restored. Not so Daisy's mother. As I said at the outset, these books are part of a big conversation.
Tonight's essay, the last in this week's series Happily Ever After, was written and presented by Michael Rosen. The series was produced by Frank Sterling and Gina Peach at Unique, and it was first broadcast here on BBC Radio 3 in February last year. Well, next week, in the week that Americans celebrate Independence Day, five writers from the United States describe foods they associate with warm weather. A Taste of Summer in America, the essay every night next week at 10:45. Now on BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock. It's Friday night. That means it's time for World on 3 with Lopa Kotari.
Yo pensando en ti. Yo pensando en ti, todo la noche. Yo pensando en ti, que tanto te quería.
Yeah. Suad Massi, Algeria meets Andalusia. The definitive collection takes us through four of her albums from 2001 to 2010 and presents her in music technicolor, from rock through to flamenco, as in that tune Eshedani, and from folk to plaintive ballads. Welcome to World on Three with me, Lopa Kotari. Tonight, I think that, a bit like Suad's album, I'm going to take you through quite a collection of music genres. The old to the new, street folk to full-on studio psychedelia. And my guest is one of the great advocates of modern gypsy music, Goran Bregovic, who talks to me about nappies, pull-up pants and spitting in restaurants. Well, there's quite a bit to get through, so let's get going with a classic from Fela Kuti and Africa 70 and a track called Let's Start. It's a live recording from 1971 that he did with Ginger Baker, ex-Cream drummer, who I saw playing in Hackney the other week with his Africa-influenced jazz explosion. This track also happens to be one of Mick Jagger's favourites. So let's continue with Let's Start.
One, two, three.
Oh, yeah.
What can I say? Buica, the embodiment of passion. Siboney is from her new album, La Noche Más Larga, The Longest Night, and it's fantastic. 5 originals and 7 covers. And that was a cover of a song written by Ernesto Lecuona that Chucho Valdez told Buica she must sing. Lecuona was one of Cuba's great composers. And Buica eventually heard a version done by Connie Francis in 1960 and totally fell in love with it. I'm going to play us out tonight with another one of those covers. The album, by the way, is one of my must-haves of the year. Now for a bit of modern-day retro. Sarah Savoie and the Francadians are going to be on the programme in July, so I'm sure she'll have lots to say. For now, let me just describe her as Louisiana-born and bred, who's gathered about her a motley crew of French and Canadians to spread the music and spirit of 1940s Cajun music. Here they are with Johnny Can't Dance.
Pas danser.
octogenarian pianist Maurice El Medioni encapsulating there for me one of the flavours of the Med. It's one of the tracks on the World Music Network's latest Rough Guide, a compilation, this time the Rough Guide to the Music of the Mediterranean. African Tree is the debut album of honorary Londoner Marcelo Andrade. Originally from Brazil, he's been living here for nearly 20 years, teaching and playing music. And in that time, he's gathered around him quite an impressive collection of musicians. He's launching his album at The Forge in Camden, North London, on the 3rd of July. And whilst not all 70 contributors to the album are going to be there, he went to Brazil and six countries in Africa to record it. It promises to be quite a gathering of guest artists alongside his six-piece band. This is Barriga de Água from his album, and it features the voice of Geraldo Azevedo, one of Brazil's leading singers on the pop and folk scene.
Não tem porquê, dá não sei no que. Se não der, não dá. Preto pra olhar, escureceu é bom. Prato pra encher, barriga d'água. Barriga d'água. Pra dar não há, mais um dia sem. Hora de orar. Hora de orar, 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 orar. Água de benzer, seca já rachou. Pé de vento andou pro lado errado. Pro lado errado. D'água, barriga d'água. Gueto de bomba na e como mandei que ele morrer do mundo. Escureceu é bom, prato pra encher, barriga d'água. Tem pra dar não há, mais um dia sem. Hora de orar, hora de orar, 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 orar. Água de benzer, seca já achou, pé de vento andou. Lado errado, pro lado errado, pro lado errado, barraco torto, barraco torto, é barraco torto, barraco torto, é. Barraco torto, barriga d'água, barriga d'água.
barriga d'água, barriga d'água. Barriga d'água, barriga, barriga d'água. Que tô mamando e sem querer. Que toma, que toma bequeiro.
Chimondo from Zambia's Twatasha dance group on an album called Zambia Roadside Volume 2. Recorded in 1996, it's a traditional Kalindula song that starts off a cappella. The singers are then joined by drummers who signal the beginning of the dancing, boys on one side, girls on the other, taking it in turns to step into the middle and do their thing. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. My guest tonight is Goran Bregovic, a crusader of Balkan music and perhaps one of its greatest advocates today. Hard to believe that he was chucked out of music school for having no talent. Here he is with Presidente.
DJ, DJ, sube el volumen, que en verano comienza la acción. Siente el ritmo, hay fiesta en la playa, todos bailan y pierden el control, el control.
Oh, presidente.
Se sienta, la tierra va a temblar. Los bikinis suelan en la fiesta. Sol y arena no pare de bailar, de bailar.
Oh, 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 presidente. Oh, 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 presidente. Oh, 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 presidente. Aló.
Ya se siente el calor, las mujeres mueven la cintura con un...
A great song there, Presidente. Lots going on in it, but I have to say one overriding theme, which is a compulsion to dance. It is the unmistakable sound of Goran Bregovic and his mighty, mighty band. Goran, a very warm welcome to you. Thank you so
much
for coming into the studio.
I'm very happy to be on BBC.
Tell me about this latest album of yours, Champagne.
Well, it's second part of my Alcohol record. In the beginning, immediately, I knew it that it has to be second part, because first part was really drinking and dancing record. Then I thought probably the second part should be a little bit more romantic, champagne and things. But then it comes out, these problems with gypsies all around Europe. I couldn't resist just to remind us how gypsies lived with difficulties with us for the centuries, and how they left to us in our cultures just a joy. It's record that with some gypsies that I respect, that I think they left some strong traces in our popular culture. So from the generation of Gypsy Kings and Stefan Eicher till Gogol Bordello as the last star, and Celina O'Leary, who is debutant and new gypsy on the field. Hopefully, probably she will have bigger career. But I wanted to represent a little bit of the gypsies that I like it. Think twice before you throw them out. Charlie Chaplin was gypsy. Madre Teresa was gypsy. They said even Elvis Presley had gypsy blood. Imagine if Belgium, they throw Django Reinhardt's family when they come in Belgium. Or if the France throw out Gypsy King's family when they came from Spain. There are people who left traces in our culture.
You're not actually from
I'm one of the composers, like many of them in history of music, who is impressed and influenced by the gypsy music.
I've read somewhere that you were chucked out of music school because they said you had no talent. Is that right?
No, it was more that I, as a very young guy, I understood that girls prefer guitar players than violin players. I think this is why guys start to play guitar usually.
How did you get into music?
My father was colonel, but he was violin player. Then I started early in striptease bars. I played in striptease bars in age of 17 already, which was like a good sign God sent me. Bregovic, you will have a lot of fun with what you are going to do. I saw more naked women in age of 17 than all the kids in Yugoslavia, I think, together.
From the age of about 18, you kind of were in the rock group that turned into one of the biggest rock groups of its time in the year.
I still today think that rock and roll was much more important on the communist countries than here, because rock and roll here was one of the way to express different system of value. In communist countries, this was the only one, so it was very important. Probably not musically, but socially it was very important.
This next song you're going to play, Bella Ciao, tell me a little bit about it.
Well, because it's a little kind of resistance record, so I wanted to put one of my old arrangements of Bella Ciao that I did in 15 minutes, because I had to play with one Italian group in one Italian piazza for New Year's Eve. So I did in 15 minutes one quick arrangement, and since then everybody played this arrangement. Everybody played. So I decided to put it on this record, one resistance song, and we love to play it.
Una mattina mi sono svegliato, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Una mattina mi sono svegliato e ho trovato in vaso, oh partigiano, portami via, oh bella ciao.
Una mattina
partigiano. Oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 e se io muoio da partigiano, tu mi devi seppellire lassù in montagna.
Bella Ciao, a song that makes me just want to link arms and dance around in circles at an ever-increasing pace, perhaps even smashing a few plates along the way. More from that session with Goran Bregovic later on in the programme. And still to come, some yuppies from Cyprus, Jamaican lovers rock singer Cornell Campbell, and some psychedelic Bollywood. Yanas is the title of Yasmin Hamdan's debut album. You might have heard her when she was my guest on the programme 3 weeks ago. Well, I've just come across another version of that song from fellow Lebanese musician Bashar Makhalifi, and coincidentally, someone who is also known for alternative electronic music. And it couldn't be more different. Bashar, by the way, is the son of renowned oud player Marcel Khalifi. مسطيتيني زماني الغايب على الحياة الفرحة طقطقطقطقطيني طقطقطمسطيتيني زماني الغايب على الحياة الفرحة الفرحة Thank you.
زمني لغايب عن حياة الفرحة
Sam Amidon, another musician who I'm pleased to say is going to come and do a session on the programme with me in August. That was Short Life from his album Bright Sunny South. A couple more tracks and then the second part of that session with Goran Bregovic. Here's another song from Zambia Roadside Volume 2. These are the Mazeri singers, gospel singing Zambian style. Come near, you who are suffering.
Yeah. is topara,
topara, re topara,
ora pulitzen opara,
opara, sopara,
e vitli se c'è cato,
cato, cato,
e vitli se c'è cato,
cato, cato,
po son gero napone su,
pone su, napone su,
pe a chi mi roato,
vado,
vado,
Distiques, distiques, distiques.
Nachti si cindo spiti,
spiti, spiti.
Nachti si cindo spiti,
spiti, spiti.
Napia si spi en da pluju,
da pluju en da pluju.
Napia si spi en da pluju,
da pluju en da pluju.
Dama non è su lipi,
lipi, lipi.
Pretty groovy granny, 76-year-old Marula Constantinou, a retired seamstress from the village of Astomerites, leading the way with the youth of today. Antonis Antonio of Trioteke has set up a group called Monsieur Domani to bring to the masses what he calls neo-Cypriot folk music. Old folk tunes, more often than not, combined with modern day lyrics like that one that Antonis wrote about the downfall of the yuppie, the young, upwardly mobile professional. Grippy Grappa is the name of the album and it's out in July. Now for more dancing, more chat and more witty repartee from Goran Bregovic. Here he is with Balkanieros.
A ja kažem, ajde, ajde.
Balkan, 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 el Balkanieros, vamos!
Yeah.
Balcaneros, if every song had a dance move to it, this one I think would be jumping up and down, waving your hands in the air, like a bit like a rapper. Fabulous voice there of Muharrem Recepi. I'm here with Goran Bregovic, and that is his mighty but slimmed down band in the studio of brass and great voices. Tell me something about that song, Goran, Balcaneros.
It's a song that I recorded with Gypsy Kings. It was a nice story with them. They told me, because when I said in Universal that I would like to record two songs with the Gypsy Kings, they said they are difficult people. They just refuse Charles Aznavour. But I said, send them the songs. I know the Gypsies. If they will like the songs, they would like to play. And they told, this is how it was. Suddenly you are in the room of Gypsy Kings and your song became Gypsy Catalan. Rumba Catalan. This record is really not very coherent because it was very much influenced by the strong personalities who are in it. And of course, from Gypsy Kings, it was a huge impact.
Goran, tell me, how did you make the move from rock to Roma?
Well, it's not big move. It's move like from pampers into pants, I think. You just one day stop to wear pampers. That's all. Rock and roll was just a dress for my music. But the music as a music was since always very much influenced by traditional music. That's why my rock and roll in my country was that big, because it wasn't just ridiculous copy of Western rock and roll. And then I think today is just, it's the same music, but just dressed in more natural environment, in more natural instrumentarium. Because I think Gypsy brass, it has the same power like electric guitars.
You seem to be bucking the trend somewhat in these kind of hard economic times. Your orchestra just seems to get bigger and bigger. You have a charmed musical existence, Goran.
My smallest band is 10. And the biggest 35. No, there is always someone naive who who want to organize such a complicated thing.
And you enjoy touring?
Oh, yes. I play this year 5 different concerts and I'm surrounded by talented people and it's so joyful to play with them.
You're set up today. I mean, you've got 8 or 9 of you here in the studio. Yeah. But you've got a lot of your sort of backing tape on
well,
the
Well, I
the
have
computer.
My, we run percussion. I mean, we are not folklore band. Mm. We are contemporary music. And even gypsies, they buy computers. Don't worry.
How long has it taken you to put your orchestra together? I mean, these are people you've been playing with for
a long
time.
Well, in the beginning, I played with family orchestras. Usually those brass bands on Balkan, they are family But then you have all family against you, which is not good position. So in the end, I pick up my favorite musicians from the area and I did orchestra, which is much more comfortable. And also they are very different from the different places. There are some of them are highly educated, some of them barely know read and write, which gives kind of human curiosity and musical curiosity among them. And which I think is necessary, you know, on one concert you can amplify everything, image by light, sound with sound system. But what you cannot amplify is what is among the musicians. It has to be something. If nothing happened, there is nothing to amplify. So we still have this curiosity among us, because you know, they are so different. I don't know, my saxophone player, he's professor on two academies. Two trumpet players, they are simple wedding and funeral trumpeters. Then my first baritono has academy of trombone and piano, and second one is barely knows how to write and read. Then my two Bulgarian singers, they are from this famous Bulgarian state choir. My singer is gypsy refugee from Kosovo. It's very different people in my orchestra.
What do you think it is about gypsy music? There seems to be a resurgence in gypsy music.
It's in danger. Some of gypsy music already died in restaurants, like big Hungarian gypsy music. Even flamenco is in danger because it starts to be played in restaurants. When music enters in restaurants, it's killed. But with brass, you cannot do it because technologically it's impossible. You know, you cannot eat and be surrounded by 10 gypsies who has to spit when they play trumpet. So this is the music that still really is growing, developing.
What's this last piece that you're going to play for us?
The name of the song is That Man. I did it in Rio de Janeiro. It was really joyful and weird. You know, met the guy from Ukraine who grown up in New York, moved to Rio de Janeiro in the middle of it. We recorded in one in gypsy studio. There are even gypsies there. There is one gypsy small studio. Luckily, he's slim, so he can enter in studio. So small. But it was really, I enjoyed every moment there. This record is all very old-fashioned done. It was traveling like in old times, from first idea till the end. I was traveling from Romania to Ireland, from south of France to Rio de Janeiro. So it's like in old times, you know, music. Just travel. You travel with your music, you met the people, you exchange something, then you continue. So I like the way how it's done.
Fabulous. Goran, thank you very much for coming in with your
thank
group.
Thank you for invitation.
Trickster and seductress we tap dancing on minefield every day. While at your sway. Young and Freud will kill each other. Missing every single sense of death. chu 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 chu. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't love me less.
Be that man. Well, Goran Bregovic is that man. I'm Lopa Kotari and this is World on 3. Tonight's playlist is up on the website in case I've left out any details. You can also see some pictures of Goran and his slimmed down band during that session in the studio here at Broadcasting House. Robin Hopcraft of Soothsayers was in Kingston, Jamaica a couple of years ago and he happened to meet Cornell Campbell. Nothing Can Stop Us is the result of that meeting. A studio album put together by Strutt under their new strand called Inspiration Information, where collaborations bring about what they call a new sound clash. And this is a lovely clash of sound, a sweet pairing of Cornell Campbell, known for his raspy, soulful voice and the blues dub of London's Soothsayers. See what you think. Nothing Can Stop Us.
Wow. Our souls, our love just burn. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wipe away your tears, I've no fear till the morning light. Lord, nothing can stop us feeling some love tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Voices rise as the stars in the night sky glow. Well, nothing can stop us. We're gonna take it slow.
Come on now, yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo-hoo. miri deme yibo ima wogo idi enangeme awola wora miri mali yibo ima wogo idi enamali mali matoba mako develope ne la mine woma tone la mito e wali kere nsugo na manfa findi era na mwira la gine na mayamfa Odoro oya ti fera dunia be
Konia wakata muamini konia Konia kwi wakata muamini konia
Senegali mato Dakar develope
ne lamine
Womato ne lamito e woli kere nsuru Na manfa findi era na mwira La Guinée na mayamfa
A soulful trio of tunes there, ending with trad-modern Guinean group Les Espoirs de Corentie. Corentie is a densely populated district of Guinea's capital, Conakry. Justice is a song from their four-track EP that they've brought out ahead of their forthcoming album, Fugu Fugu, due for release in September. And I'm looking forward to hearing more from these guys. Before that was a song called Judah from Gambia's Jude Camara and his work with Dan Harper's Invisible System, a project bringing together Dan's love of Ethiopian music with artists from other parts of Africa, in this case with Jude creating a twist to Ethio dub. Now, someone who's kind of gone back to his old ways is Nitin Sawhney, who's revisited his back catalogue, given it a bit of a dusting, and chosen 13 tracks to rework and added 4 new ones to it. 10 is the resulting album. This is Homelands, a track that was written for his 1999 album Beyond Skin.
Gama pa ma pa ga, gama pa ma sa ni ni. Monica, oh my darling,
Monica, oh my darling, pia tu ab aja, come to me now, my love. Asha Bhosle and R.D. Burman from the 1971 Hindi movie Caravan, a song that became known as the quintessential cabaret number in the movie and one that got Asha Bhosle crowned as Queen of Cabaret. Bhosle and Burman was a musical pairing that resulted in hundreds of hits and a real-life marriage. That was from another Rough Guide compilation, this time Rough Guide to Psychedelic Bollywood, due out at the end of July. Now, this Sunday evening on World Roots, the Azeris are in town.
Thank you.
Gam, sung there by one of its masters, Gotchak Askarov, who is the World Roots Academy mentor this year. And it's a little taster of what you can hear tomorrow night, as World Roots brings you the second of three programmes recorded in Azerbaijan. I've got one more number to play, and as I promised at the beginning of the programme, it's from Buika. I hope you've enjoyed listening tonight. I'll be back on the 28th of June with Sarah Savoie and the Francadians serving up some modern old-time Cajun fare. I hope you can join me then. I leave you with Buika showing you how to cover a song and truly own it. Ne me quitte pas.
T'oublier tout, s'oublier que s'en fuit déjà, oublier les temps, tes malentendus et les temps partout, à savoir comment oublier, c'est ça qui doit et pourquoi, à coup tout pourquoi, et coup tout pour moi, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Je te prierai un père de pluie, bannou du pays où il ne pleut pas. J'escrouerai la terre jusqu'après ma mort. Tout couvrir ton corps d'or et de lumière. Je ferai un domaine où l'amour sera loin, où l'amour sera loin. Et tout sera rien. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas.
Combien le soir pour qu'un ciel.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. To say that the first of Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic's two 2012 BBC proms was a feast of gorgeousness would be putting it mildly. Well, those are the words of Ivan Hewitt in The Telegraph. The feast here, a mix of dark and light. Debussy's Je, Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe, Sibelius's Fourth Symphony. And Rattle began with a segue from the spatial to the spiritual, the formless sound clouds of Ligeti's atmosphere, woven from what Ligeti referred to as micropolyphony, leading after a void of silence into a vision of the Holy Grail, the prelude to Wagner's opera Lohengrin.